with a request from Diana Ross and her Supreme, Stop in the Name of Love. On your radio station of love for 90 years, we're known as WRJN. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, in the studio with my tag team partner on Community Conversations, Mark Eichhorst. How are you, Ike?
As you know, I'm always blessed, but thanks for caring enough to ask.
You're welcome. And Diana Ross is actually going to be awarded the Presidential Medal of Honor today.
Yeah.
At the White House with a bevy of beautiful humans from the United States of America.
Including Vince Scully.
Including Vince Scully, the great Dodger broadcaster that just retired. Robert Redford, no need for explanation there. Lorne Michaels, the creator and producer of Saturday Night Live. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and our very own Michael Jordan. Ellen DeGeneres, Robert De Niro, Bill and Melinda Gates, Bruce Springsteen, Cicely Tyson, Tom Hanks. Who else?
Boy, wouldn't you like to be in that room? I was just thinking, look at all the interviews that are in that room.
Should do a roving reports today in the White House. We will actually have your roving reporter segment later on the Hour of Power. But I would have to say, if there was a Racine Medal of Honor, our next guest would be right up there.
I would agree.
He's Danny Johnson. He is one of the co-founders of Dan and what's your buddy's name?
Ray.
Ray's Rendering Thanks. Danny from Danny's Meats and Catering, locally here. Before we get started in talking about the 7th annual Rendering Thanks event at Festival Hall coming up over Thanksgiving, where's my meat? We talked about this last year.
Yes.
I'm on a low-carb, high-protein diet. I was really hoping for
specialize in that.
Some meat.
You know, we're a short trip away, you know. 15 minutes, you can be there.
Best cut of meat at Danny's Meats and Catering right now is what?
Everyone. I mean, we strive to put out good product, fair price, and my dad always said, make it good, they'll come back. It's simple.
So what are the cuts of meat that you have?
Oh, we have anything from T-bones, porterhouse, steaks. We have your full line of poultry.
Do you know what a turducken is?
Turducken, yeah, that's turkey, stuffed with a duck, stuffed with a chicken, with layers of stuffing in between.
Yeah, I'm sure that's got no calories in it at all.
Nothing. Everything
I
we
bet
sell
you sell
is,
a bunch of those for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, actually, Thanksgiving and Christmas, they do pretty well.
Are you having any turducken at Rendering Thanks?
No turducken at Rendering Thanks. The boys at the shop, I think, would hang me out to dry if I had them produce that many turduckens, because it's a labor-intensive project. Labor of love, should we call it, because it's really a feast when you cook a turducken. It's just layers and layers of flavor, and it's really unique. It basically looks like a giant turkey, but there's no bones inside it. There's just other meats and stuffing and flavors, and it's really interesting.
Any pork at your joint?
No. Nope. Oh, not in a turducken, but oh yeah, we carry a full line of pork, chops, tenderloin. We make 21 different types of sausages.
Bison?
Yes, we have bison. We have some elk.
Venison?
No venison. We do process some venison sausage, so there's kind of a area where we don't really want to sell venison when we process game meat.
What is Dan Johnson's go-to steak? If you want the steak for yourself personally, what's your go-to?
Prime rib, ribeye.
You go ribeye?
Yep.
What about you, Ike?
I like a porterhouse.
Porterhouse?
That's right up there, too. I mean, it's hard. I haven't had many steaks this year, and over the past week I had a tenderloin, a ribeye, and a porterhouse. So
why wouldn't you have many steaks this
people
year?
Ask me that all the time. I'm driving home from work and I forget to bring something home, so it's like a frozen pizza or a salad or I don't know why.
Are you married?
Yeah.
And your wife puts up with that?
She has so far.
How long have you been married?
30 years maybe. I quit counting.
What, you get married at 10 years old?
Well, I felt like I was 10. Now I feel like I'm 20, so.
You look like you're in your 30s or 40s.
It's that good meat will do for you.
It's that good meat.
You know, you lost your bratwurst to county executive from.
I didn't lose my bratwurst. I lost a bratwurst. I still got my bratwurst.
But anyway, He has one of my favorite bratwursts over there. It's a little bit different on the side, but it's a jalapeno, mango, and chicken bratwurst.
Chicken, mango, jalapeno, bacon brat.
Ooh. Maybe we should get that one, Jim Cruiser, the county I lost the brat bet to Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser on the Bears-Packers game.
That'd be a great brat.
You want to supply the brat?
Yeah, no doubt.
Cook it?
I'll do the whole
bring
whole
it over.
Shebang.
Okay. We'll just give you free publicity.
Yeah.
That's the deal. You bring some kraut over and onions and
we'll have all the trimmings available.
Beautiful.
I'll work with Danny.
I really feel like this has been a major accomplishment on the community.
You're going to get your meat.
Nice. And of course you do the rendering thanks with your partner Ray. And what's his last name?
Steibeck.
Steibeck, who's got the Route 20 outhouse there on, coincidentally, Route 20.
Yes.
I just was there for the first time. Do they buy your meat?
No. We actually collaborated together. Well, I don't really do wholesale, but he buys from the same vendors that I do, so we kind of know the same people.
You guys have been doing this for 7 years. Why did you start it?
It was a whim. It was a last-moment decision. We always wanted to do something big that would impact the community. And I used to do a small version of this at my grandmother's complex where she lived, and the people just loved it. It was great, just the look on their face. And I was telling that to Ray, and then he came in to me about a month before Thanksgiving. He goes, let's do it.
I can remember them coming to me 7 years ago and asking me, Mark, do you think this is doable? And I said, absolutely. I know this community. I said, it'll take off. It may take a little time, which I think the first year you served maybe 1,200, something like that.
No, 700 the first year.
700 the first year, and then, it's up to...
How many are you planning this year?
We're thinking about 2,500-ish.
2,500 people. Level of exhaustion right now?
None. We have such a great support volunteer core. It is unbelievable. Everybody, this is... really not about Dan and Ray. This is about a community that comes together on this day. People know their jobs. They just come in. A lot of people have been doing this for the whole 7 years.
I had a buddy of mine from Chicago come up to it last year. He's just a charitable guy. He basically his whole life is figuring out how he can give away everything.
Greg
Sigmund.
Yeah, yes. I know him.
And
yeah.
he just popped in to volunteer.
Yes.
That's Greg Sigmund. He was a camper of ours at Camp Menominee, Eagle River.
Yeah, I think our first year he came up and said, hey, I'm so-and-so. I'm coming up from Chicago. Here's some money. I love your event. And he stayed and worked the thing. And we see him pop in from time to time.
And we have many celebrities that work the Dan and Ray's.
Oh, yeah. Like
Mayor Dickert.
Yeah.
He served me my turkey last year. Are you serving, Mark?
We're going to be there broadcasting, Reed Magnum and myself, on that Thursday between 10 and 12.
Oh, that'll be exciting radio right there.
We'll bring you a plate over.
Yeah. People always ask me that, well, do you eat there? No, I go home and I make my own Thanksgiving dinner because I love the leftovers so much. But one of the neatest things I think to see is the families that come to volunteer. You see mom, dad, sister, and brother, and the kids will be maybe serving dessert. Mom and dad will be collecting plates, serving coffee, things like that. And I've seen this a number of times where they get done and they say, okay, we did our good deed for today. Now we're going to go home and have our Thanksgiving. Or they'll eat there. But really neat to see a lot of families.
It was such a diverse crowd when I went there last year. And it will be again this year, of course. If anybody, everybody's freaked out coming out of the election.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a lot of it is irrational, frankly. But, people have their feelings. If you want any doubt, beautiful humans, that we're going to be okay, go to Dan and Ray's rendering of thanks at Festival Hall on Thursday. And you'll see that everything's going to be fine.
Everybody can get along.
Yes, and they do. And so when's it start, and what should people know about it that they don't?
Well, it starts at 10 a.m.
At Festival Hall.
Festival Hall, and it ends at 2. It's short and sweet, but it's busy, plentiful. Each table has its own wait staff, so you go into the event. You go through a beautifully made buffet line. You're served.
You guys have mimosas?
No mimosas.
Bloody Marys?
But we have tomato juice.
A little champagne.
How many turkeys do you make?
Oh, geez. About 100.
That's
about 100 big turkeys.
All right. Hams?
Hams. We'll probably do about 20 large spiral fire-glazed hams.
I really wish you would have brought some. I am starving right now.
I heard you worked out this morning, so, you got to definitely watch the the carbs, so protein's definitely the way to go.
And no doubt
we
about
can
it.
Hook you up with a,
I had a little Greek yogurt earlier
package. Yeah.
So, well, good luck with it.
And again, it's absolutely free. I mean, it's just there's so many parts of this community that donate to make this happen, and it's just a great event, one of the best events of the year.
It really is. He's Dan Johnson, Danny's Meats and Catering. It is Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks this Thanksgiving, starting at 10 o'clock at Festival Hall. Great to see you. We'll see you for the big brat giveaway with County Executive Cruiser from Kenosha. I will be in touch through probably Mr. Racine through that. And it's always good to see you.
We'll definitely take care of that. And I can't wait for this event to happen. I look forward to it better than I used to have my own Thanksgiving at home. I was worried about that for a while, but this is an awesome event.
Thank you so much. He's Dan Johnson, Dan's and Ray's Rendering Thanks in Racine Thursday, Thanksgiving at Festival Hall. It's 34 minutes after 10 o'clock. The great Tom Carco is standing by patiently in the news center with this hour's update, which is just around the corner.
At Country Inns and Suites, we believe it's the little things that add up to